Welcome to the Retired Podcast. I'm Riley.
And I'm Noah.
We're former professional athletes turned to parents and business owners.
We created this podcast to talk about sports, life, and everything in between.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it.
That swallow just gets you going every time.
I've never actually wanted to strangle a human being as much as I want to strangle you when your throat makes that noise when you swallow.
I love you too.
Like, that's...
That's good stuff. Nothing better than that after a long, overstimulating day with the kids. All right, well, welcome back to the Retired Podcast. Today, we're talking about all of the worst parts of baseball and softball.
Just a really uplifting episode, I think.
Yeah, just really good stuff. Good stuff for the heart, making you realize how much these sports can suck sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not all the time, but most of the time.
Most of the time.
I'll let you go first. Yeah, ladies first on this one.
I mean, the most obvious thing about the game is how much you mess up. Literally failing 24/7.
Yeah, lots of that.
And you just can't help it.
Part of it. Why'd we sign up for that? I don't know. I ask myself that every day now that I'm washed. You know, why did I pick the only team sport that seems to be really individual and seems to be packed with failure? People say 7 out of 10 times. It feels like more than that.
Definitely feels like more than that.
But yeah, it's just like, why did we do that to ourselves?
Nobody told us.
Yeah.
No one tells you when you're 6 years old.
But it's interesting. T-ball. It's interesting how at like 6 years old, we found enough joy in the little success.
You're not getting out that often in T-ball. I mean, like, everybody's safe in T-ball.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it always felt like, you don't realize it's a game of failure until you're 14.
Like, I have lessons that come in who are like 9 or 10 and they're still hitting 800 over the weekend. Yeah. And it's like,
enjoy it.
Yeah, relish those moments because we know.
Here goes Yogi.
Pretty soon it'll be hitting 200.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully not 200. She's coming over to join the podcast episode today, actually. Welcome, Yogi. Because being over there with her nails and her crying noises wasn't enough. She just wants to be involved.
She does.
Yeah, I mean, obviously failure is the big one. But I also feel like Yogi leaving the premise, she was bored. Hopefully our viewers aren't also leaving right now. I feel like if you know what you're getting yourself into and you can just like mentally
be prepared. It's too late. By the time you know what's going on,
you're too in love with it. You're sucked in. You're sucked in. That's fair. Yeah.
You're committed.
Gosh. Should have played golf.
Should have played golf.
You know, because at least that is when you fail. It's like,
it's all your fault.
That's on you, dog. And is that worse? Is it worse when the failure is all on you, or 70% of the failure is because the sport is just hard?
I mean, the course isn't like trying to get you to mess up like a pitcher's trying to get you out. So
yeah, I mean, some course designs are tough to make you have to be crafty, but like you can't blame anything besides maybe the weather.
Maybe.
But the elements are the same for everybody.
Yeah.
So it really is all on you. Is that worse?
No, I think it's better.
Yeah, you're in total control.
Yeah.
And when you fail, you have to completely own it.
Yeah.
I agree, that's better.
Definitely.
I own my crappy golf game every single day that I wake up.
Yeah.
And it feels fine.
Well, it's also not your job.
Kind of. A little bit. A little bit.
No.
One day. Anyways. No, that's a good one. Okay, we'll just bounce back and forth because I've got many. So this is, there's going to be more than one. And just like less of a deep one here. I feel like it's easy to smell bad with baseball gear. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
Yeah, it just stinks. Like, baseball gear just stinks.
Like, what piece of equipment stinks?
Batting gloves. Batting gloves stink.
Yeah, but those are like easily replaceable. Or, like, scentable.
We get it. You grew up in a country club neighborhood.
That's not, you know, like,
Scentable. What are you what are you doing? Spraying Febreze on your gloves?
Yeah,
your
I mean, like, disinfectant spray goes a long way.
I had a kid the other day asked me if he could put his Bruce bolts in the, like, washing machine. And I was like, no. Don't do that.
They're leather, baby.
Yeah,
no, if you're listening and you have stinky batting gloves, either, like, baking soda, just, like, sprinkle it in there and then, like, shake it out, or just spray disinfectant spray after your game is over, or, like, put hand sanitizing wipes in there.
Or just embrace the stench, you know? No. It's part of it. Yeah, that's just kind of more of a lighthearted one. I just feel like our gear, and I don't know, because I didn't really play that many other sports. Obviously, football. Like, football players smell all the time.
I feel like hockey is what you always see on the commercials. Like, the Febreze commercials, it's all hockey.
I can imagine that gear gets pretty stenchy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'm being dramatic then. You know, we really only have, like, one piece of gear that can...
Maybe, like, helmet. Like, the helmet cushion.
Catchers. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Like, it's just... It wasn't meant to be. Just
pack the Febreze in your bag.
Yeah.
With you.
Don't use Febreze, though, because you'll get cancer.
True. It's toxic. We're a non-tox household.
Proud. I don't know. I just feel like that was one that came to mind. It's just, like, stinky.
Stinky?
Yeah. Okay, you go.
I've got one. I think this is more of a girl thing, but after games, trying to put your normal clothes back on. For most girls, I think we just wear leggings. This is mostly like high school and college.
Yeah.
When you're changing out of your uniform into your civilian wear.
Why is it only high school and college?
Well, because like you don't change after your game in travel ball. You just go home and you're...
Okay. I thought you were talking pro ball.
No. Like, you're changing at the field most of the time. And, you put on your leggings, but you're just sweaty. And then putting on leggings when you're sweaty is probably top 10 most difficult things to do.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's like putting on socks when your feet are still a little bit sweaty.
Yeah, but, like, your whole leg. Yeah.
It's super suctiony. Because
leggings are usually pretty tight.
Yeah.
They're supposed to fit kind of tight. Man,
it's And I know what the viewers are thinking. They're like, well, why didn't you just shower?
Girls don't shower.
Yeah.
If you're a girl and you're listening to this and you actually showered in the locker room showers, please let us know, because I want to identify who the psycho people are that listen to us.
I thought it was psycho not to shower. Like, I thought it was crazy when you first told me that. I was like, really?
First of all,
guys are like pumped for it. They're like,
the locker room showers.
I guess that's a guy girl thing. Yeah. Absolutely not. Like partying the showers after the game.
No. We did not do that.
First one in, last one out.
What?
It's a Key and Peele skit.
Oh.
Or maybe way SNL.
Way over my head.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got one. And this is for pretty much every minor leaguer. Except now I've heard it's getting better. I wouldn't know, because not you selling. Got cut. I got cut. No, actually, I heard something the other day about the indie ball team that I finished my career with.
Mm-hmm.
The Cleburne Railroaders are flying everywhere this year.
What?
Do you want to know how miserable that travel was on a bus that had no AC half the time?
Bus broke down every trip.
Our bus breakdown percentage had to have been 70%. Mm-hmm. And the shortest drive for us in that league, 9 hours to Kansas City, was the shortest road trip we had.
Didn't you almost miss a game or had like, forfeit a game?
We missed a game, forfeit it, and it was the 4th of July game, and we got fined. The organization got fined $25,000
for missing a game.
For missing, because that other team was relying on like that profit for that night to be pretty good. We got stranded on the side of the road in Wisconsin with a broke down bus that did not get repaired, and we were in the middle of literally nowhere. The only restaurant, and we walked there about 3 miles, was a gas station, like barbecue joint. Pretty good.
I thought you were going to call a restaurant a gas station a restaurant.
No. Travel, especially in pro ball, obviously not if you're a big leaguer. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know about that. Or AAA or AA. Single A travel is pretty tough, but in the Penn League that I was in, wasn't too bad because all the places were fairly close. But like indie ball travel was brutal. Those bus rides were brutal. It always smelled a little bit bad too. Like the bathroom had the smells of the bathroom would get out onto the bus, mm-hmm. and it's just like
they'd seep.
Imagine 35 grown men packed into a tight space with not much airflow, especially mm-hmm. when the AC was off. Those were some of the worst times of my life. But college, kind of the same, not nearly as bad. But for like, for JUCO guys, and again, I wouldn't know, but I've seen like they pack into five or six, I don't know how many of those just like sprinter vans. Mm-hmm. And then, they're going long ways, and then same thing on a bus, long ways. Probably not a sleeper. I
feel like a sprinter van would be better.
I do too, but I don't know though. You get in those rows and it's like, it's nice to have your own chair on the charter bus. You get in those rows and it's just like three dudes in a row and those seats are not comfortable.
Bus seats are not.
But are you thinking like Mercedes-Benz sprinter van? Because I'm thinking like GMC 2001.
Yeah, like the high school vans you get.
So I can imagine that's got to be brutal. But at the same time, silver lining, some of the best memories you'll have playing the game, I feel like, are bus ride memories. Like in college, because again, we flew maybe twice a year, mm-hmm. once to the conference tournament, and then once to like, I think we played Georgia Southern or Georgia State, and that was always a fly. Everywhere else we drove. But some of the best times you have is, you know, playing card games in the back,
yeah,
goofing with your seat buddy. Like
on our private planes, yeah. We really didn't have a whole lot of bad stuff.
Moral of the story, play Power 5 if you can.
We legit, so in College Station.
Y'all didn't even go through the airport.
No, we only flew commercial, like big airliners.
Commercial.
For preseason tournaments. Wow. For the SEC, we flew charter, and they were the small planes that had like 30 seats on them. And so sometimes you'd be, like if you were an upperclassman.
The American Eagle.
Yeah, you would sit in like the row of two by yourself.
Nice.
So you had like a place for all your snacks. Wow. And backpack and stuff. And then you had your little thing, do your homework on your laptop. And
meanwhile, I'm playing professional baseball.
Pull up on the runway. Like we would pull up in our Aggie bus on the runway, walk on. Wow. And even like check your, well, they check your IDs, I think. And then walk off whenever you get to there, and there's a bus waiting for you.
Work hard, kids, so you can fly private and not take 10-hour bus rides everywhere. Because
shout out to Title IX.
It's SEC. Only fun for about the first 2 hours, and then it's like, oh my gosh, are we there? Okay.
My turn?
Your turn.
Okay, everyone can relate to this. Strawberries.
Hmm.
Strawberries on your sliding leg and on your hips from diving.
I have a weird take on this.
Okay.
When I posted my retirement post, because that's something you have to do when you retire, you gotta obviously post and let the world
I never
know.
Did.
Yeah, but you never really were sure until like
did I posted.
She's retired.
4 years removed.
Actually, our podcast says it.
4 years post.
Riley's not playing pro softball anymore. If anyone was wondering,
hey, I don't know.
I bet you could.
That door is still slightly open.
Although after hitting your ground balls the other day, I'm not too sure. No, I'm just kidding. You could. You
that's
could.
That's rude.
I always wonder that, like how we would do if we just decided to start the grind again. I think give us 6 months, we could be competing again.
I just would never want to do that.
No, I wouldn't want to. I'm just saying, I think 6 months, we could be back on the horse.
I think for $1 million, I would do it.
For sure. Anyways, back to strawberries in my retirement post.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. But that's one of the things I missed the most about playing the game.
Are you okay?
The feeling, it's so weird.
The peeling the sheets off your strawberry?
No, that's the worst part. The gooey, after you wake the gooey up in sheets, the morning, those are tough. But like
the shower where it stains?
That's the feeling. That was one of the weird, like I was sitting there and like actually deep in thought. And I was like, hey, what am I going to miss the most about this game? And I was
I'm just worried about you.
And it's one of those things that you just know, it's like obviously it doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't know. It was always like a sign to me of like, man, I did something today with the game. Like I
you guys not get strawberries that often.
No, I literally have permanent scars all over my body, especially
all
my
of your body.
My sliding leg, my right knee, my left hip, because I have big hip bones. So anytime I slid head first, strawberry cut. My elbow here, there's one. So
why your elbow?
Head first sliding, just yeah. And also, I didn't play on SEC manicured fields like you did.
Okay. First of all, softball dirt is usually very hard. Mm. Like, if you are a travel ball, what?
Not in the SEC.
They're rocks. They're small rocks. On purpose. That's the best dirt, is small rocks. But if you ever played, if you're listening to this, and you played travel ball, and you played in the states of Colorado or California,
okay,
you understand exactly what I mean. It is...
Those are rocks.
Rock hard, yeah, with like a sprinkle of dirt. A dusting, if you will,
yeah,
of dirt.
And it's gone after like one, like,
yeah,
the batter's box but is
our,
destroyed.
No, our dirt in SEC, most places, was just really small, like gravel type rock. Was like the top, yeah, soil. And then underneath it, it was the more finer.
Yeah.
Fine.
And the way they watered it and stuff, it was packed firm, but it was like, it had some give to it.
Yeah. But still, I mean, you're still getting, yeah, rocked.
Yeah, I'm not saying. I'm not saying.
I mean, all of our practice pants at A&M.
Ripped.
Holes.
Yeah. Anyways, back to strawberries. For me, weirdly, it was like a, it was a feeling of, I did something good today in the game. And that is, for some reason, when I retired, something that, like, I will miss. I genuinely will miss that feeling. And I know it's weird because it's pain. But, I don't know. You don't have any sort of, like, pain that brings... I sound like a psychopath.
You are.
I don't get off on pain. Like, I don't love pain. But, like, for me, playing baseball, the strawberry pain in the shower that night was a sign of, like, man, I got dirty today. I did something. I don't know. I just miss that. Maybe it's because late in my career, I didn't have it as often because I was riding Major Pine. And I was just like, God, my dirty's not, or my jersey's not even dirty. And I'm just like, I did nothing today. That was fun. My butt hurts. I'm just sitting on the bench. I got splinters in my butt.
You actually sat on the bench?
Sometimes.
Really? I've never actually sat on the bench post like 12U softball.
Yeah. Well, you've never sat.
That's not true. I did it.
I mean, yeah. I just... When you're playing a 140-game schedule and you're sitting on the bench a third of those games, mm-hmm, actually two-thirds of those games, you're going to get off your feet a little bit until like the seventh or eighth when you might need a pinch run or pinch hit, get the body loose. But yeah, no, I love strawberries, weirdly. I don't know.
You're crazy.
I think somebody watching this will relate to that.
Nobody. Just you.
Leave a comment, chat. Strawberries are a good thing. It's a good pain. No pain, no gain. Back to me. Okay. The worst parts. Ooh. Popping out in foul territory. Sucks. I would rather strike out looking at three pitches.
Here's the question.
And not even taking my bat off the shoulder.
Do you run?
No.
Because in softball,
never.
We run.
I mean, know. Y'all run everywhere. You guys strike out and run back to the dugout. In baseball, I'm standing there and watching. Just like, watching. Oh my God, I suck. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, that's how that goes.
I agree. Rather, that's pretty tough.
I would rather strike out than pop out in foul territory. But the pop out in foul territory that is dropped sometimes, because those are sometimes just sketchy plays, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and that feeling of like,
oh, or like on gosh, purpose, like it's situationally.
Yeah, that's rare. Dropped. But just the new life, like, oh my God, thank you so much. Mm. And then you strike out or something.
Definitely.
yeah, no. Pop-outs in foul territory are quite possibly, in my opinion, the worst thing you can do. Second.
To pop up a bunt in foul territory?
No. No.
Popping up a bunt in foul territory in,
yeah,
ITV.
Like, I don't know. It's like there's something about swinging and popping it up because you suck so bad that it goes in foul territory. Like, if you bunt, you pop it up, it's like, whatever, it was bunting.
It's even worse. Bunting's like the easiest part.
Well, I know it's easy and you should be able to do it, but it's just like, whatever, it was a bunt. Instead of like, man, I just took a G-hack and I popped it up foul. What an idiot. But that one does have a slight competitor. And I want your take on this as opposed to whoever else I would be talking to.
Yogi.
The nubbed ball, the cap shot back to the pitcher that you have to run to first. Or there's one other option, the drop third strike that you have to run out.
Mm.
Which of those three is the worst? Pop out in foul territory, cap shot back to the pitcher, drop third strike, you got to run it out. Because now I'm almost thinking.
Probably a drop third strike. Because, like, not only are you embarrassed because you suck so bad you struck out.
On a ball in the dirt, most likely. On a ball that was not even catchable.
Or in softball, sometimes it's a rise ball that literally sails. The catcher couldn't even jump and catch it. And now you're running for your life to first base. But and you're probably going to be out.
But if you are safe,
do you feel... you're out twice.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you are safe, do you feel better about the
fact? No. Yeah. It's almost even more embarrassing.
I'm almost thinking the nubber back to the pitcher might be worse than the pop-up foul because
pitchers have the yips all the time.
Yeah, but I'm talking like the one that they literally field and then they run over with you and they're like...
They don't do that in softball.
Gotcha, bud. You suck. Yeah, there's not time in softball. Like, you nub one to the pitcher in baseball and you have 90 feet to run and they're right there with you. Like, gotcha. That might be the most degrading thing in baseball.
Okay, I believe you.
I don't know. Leave a comment, chat. Pop out and foul territory. Swing and a miss. Nubber to the pitcher or drop third strike. What's the worst?
Drop third. Final answer? Drop third. What's your final answer? I mean, you just said the pitcher.
The pop out and foul territory. There's something about watching it come down and then that walk back to the dugout. At least like the nubber, you ran something out. And you don't have to face embarrassment in front of everybody. It's just more like down the first baseline. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got to go pop out foul is the worst. Okay. Can't stand it. All right, back to you.
I think one of the worst parts ever in the history of our game is...
When y'all wore shorts.
No, those are actually great, great memories. No, it's live at-bats during practice.
Why? That's the best.
Okay, we have 18 people that hit on our team. At 8 a.m. we did most of the time 18, 17, 18. And everybody gets two at-bats. You know how long practice is when everybody gets two at-bats? And this is after you've done your defense. This is after you've done your hitting groups. This is after you've done pretty much everything. You're at the field for an additional, like, probably 2 hours.
Just taking,
live at-bats, on defense, though. Like you're playing a game every single day.
That's tough.
And, you know, you have... 3 tests in the morning.
I think I've got one worse, though. What? If we're on the topic of practice.
Running for the infield?
And this was... Oh, gosh. That's not what I was going to say, but yes. Oh, my gosh. Being an outfielder. Outfielders, go grab your helmets. We're doing bunts. Bunt defenses.
Okay, but I have a different perspective because for the majority of my career at A&M, I was the only third baseman doing bunt defense.
Yeah.
Literally doing wind sprints.
That's what I was going to say is, what is the worst... practice, it's gotta be bunt coverages, picks, and cuts and relays.
Except
and
for it's fun all, though.
They all seem to be packed into the same practice.
Situational,
I swear,
defense.
It's like situational day. We're going double cuts and relays. We're doing bunt defense, and we're doing picks.
See, as a third baseman, double cuts are very easy because they just take one
think
step.
About,
and
think
I'm
about
there.
This day for the outfielder though. So we're going to start with double cuts and relays where we're just, the coach is going to hit piss rods to the wall and you guys are going to run just over and over.
But it's not like you're the only person at your position.
We're going to run these balls down. Okay, there's two people at every position, but we're doing freaking 12 of each rep. So we're doing a bunch of running there. Most of the time, that's followed by just like letting it eat with the arm as much as we can. And my arm sucked and always was in pain, so that was never fun. And then it's like, all right, bunt coverages, outfielders, come run after you guys just
ran
everywhere doing.
But that's like part of your job description. I feel like you have to kind of like
it. I'm just talking about the worst parts
of
it.
Okay.
Didn't like it. Okay. This was the worst practice day, and I think any college baseball player will agree. Bunt coverage, cut and relay.
Any college outfielder will agree.
No, I think no.
No, it's like fun. That's like part of the art of playing infield. Bunt coverages.
I will tell you, my infield
first
team,
and thirds.
My infield teammates. Oh, and rundowns too. My infield teammates will tell you those days sucked.
Ugh. They don't have any love for the game.
The best practice days are where it's like, hey, we're going to do in and out, couple reps everywhere like we would before the game, and then we're going to go hit BP on the field. Or we're going to do a coach pitch inner squad or just a regular inner squad. Those were great.
So you like not doing anything pretty much.
I like hitting. Not a big defense guy if you couldn't tell. I did like base running, but not when it was like, hey, bunt to third, run to second, so that they can throw the ball there and get you out every time. But like in game base running,
you don't get competitive. You don't like want to
like when
win
we're doing,
every single
when
thing.
We're, I will say this as an outfielder, when we would do rundowns, pickles, I feel like it was fun to like make the infielders mess up.
Yeah.
Except the more they mess up, the more we had to keep doing it because coaches are like, no, we're not going to leave doing it right. I know, but
you also want to like win games.
I know, but that's a lot of running after doing cuts and relays.
What's worse, running or losing?
My gosh, dude, we get it. You're a winner.
Not me. I'm just asking a question.
No, you're right. But it would, and I was competitive. I was competitive, so that those days used to frustrate me because, like, I was like, I'm not going to take it easy on my infielder so that we can just get this over with. Mm-hmm. But I also want them to figure it out because I'm getting exhausted running just nonstop in these stupid pickles because they can't freaking pick a lane and hit a guy in the chest.
Like baseball, softball.
But that being said, when I was a first baseman for a short time, I was also that guy who couldn't pick a lane and hit a guy in the chest. So it's like, I get it. That's tough. Yeah, those practices, and I swear they're always on Wednesday. Wednesday's the day. It's the worst practice day. Freaking bunt coverages, picks and relays and cuts and relays and pickoffs and rundowns.
But those are the most important parts of the game.
Those are where games are won and lost.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, especially at the college and high school level.
Yeah.
You want to know what you never really do in pro? That.
Never. No one cares about winning, I feel like.
That's true. And everybody just goes by now, like, everybody's pretty much on the same page, like, hey.
Are they?
The ball's hitting the left center gap. You go here, you go here.
When was the last time you saw a sacrifice bunt in professional baseball?
No, I'm just talking about, like, cuts and relays.
I'm just talking about basics.
Yeah. I mean, playoffs, usually. You'll see a couple in the playoffs every year.
Mm-hmm.
When they really want to win. It's so weird.
Is it my turn?
I don't remember. I feel like you said that one, and then I just like
piggybacked.
Yeah,
just stole my the show. Glory. That's cool.
So yeah, your turn. Yeah.
I also have a piece of advice to go along with it.
Gold.
After a tournament or a game, let's say you still have your uniform on. You're in your hotel room for the night. You're back home. You take your pants off. Dirt.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And then it's just like gritty underneath your feet in your bathroom. Please stop. Until you vacuum or whatever, until, you know. You're
vacuuming the hotel room?
Well, no, until the maid comes or whatever. If you're at home, then yeah. No,
I and then like you go and shower and then you're like hotel specifically on the road in college or something.
Yeah. There's only one of those teeny white towels for your like
feet you mat, go and shower,
shower mat, whatever it's called.
When you come out and you're trying to get changed for bed, you're walking in.
It's like your game exfoliating your feet. Piece of advice, though.
Piece of advice to avoid.
Take your pants shower off at the field. In the shower. No. Take your shower pants off in the shower. So the dirt is in the shower, and then when you shower, it'll drain.
Or, hear me out. Shower at the field.
No. No.
So, like, in college, y'all would go back to your hotels on the road and still have your game uniforms on? No, you changed.
Yeah.
And you left your loop at the field, right?
No, our loops are usually at the hotel.
That's right. Yeah. And then the manager comes by and grabs them.
Yeah. Or not, because we don't ever rewear our uniforms on the road. We have...
See, like, when...
I know I'm right because we didn't do laundry on the road in college because when we got back to the field the night we got home, we would always go to the field first, obviously, because everyone's cars are parked there.
Mm-hmm.
And we would lay out each uniform we wore and they were always dirty.
See, I don't remember if it was college or pro that we... I know for a
in
fact...
In pro, we had loops.
I know for a fact, pro, the opposing team does your laundry for you and you have to pay. You pay their club guy money for doing your
laundry.
That's
kind of nice.
Yeah, that's their job. Like, that's how they make their money, is obviously club dues, but then opposing teams pay the club guy. And it's like an unwritten rule, like you have to. There's no not doing it because the guy's doing your laundry for 3 to 5 days straight. So, but it is nice because you don't have to worry about dirt in the hotel room. You just shower at the field, leave your clothes there. Next day, it's hanging in your locker. So nice. That was the pro life. That was probably the nicest thing about minor league baseball. Everything else sucked. I could do a whole nother episode about what sucks about baseball and just call it minor leagues. And then I'll just say everything and it'll be a 5-second video.
Nice.
Not fun.
What's next for you? Do you have anything else?
I think I really put out all the ones I really wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. I think pop out in foul territory takes the cake for the worst thing in baseball.
You know what else is the worst? We've talked about this before. When you're playing infield. And most embarrassing moments kind of situation.
Yeah.
When you make a bad throw when nobody's on base, as an infielder, there's nothing you do. Like, you're just standing there.
Yeah.
As whoever's supposed to be backing up runs and gets it. Mm-hmm. And like you have a front row seat to the person that's running around all of the bases because of your bad throw.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the worst things ever.
I feel like at third, too, it's super awkward because if you sail first, the right fielder should have been backing up. They get the ball. The runner maybe is on its way to third now. And then you have to, like, go and finish the play.
Yeah. Which sometimes if you get the out, which I had done before.
Yeah, it feels nice.
It's cramped nice. Yeah.
Redemption.
Like, okay.
I ended up still getting
the out. Saving myself.
Me. I made the error and got the out still.
Yeah. It's actually not counted as an error because they
were
out. Have
you ever doubled up, though, where it was like, sailed first, right fielder backed it up, threw it in, you dropped the ball at third?
No.
Good.
My defense, I'll say this, usually fielding it was not my issue. No. I made errors on throws. So that was my thing.
You had an insane glove. Thanks. All-American for a reason. Best hands west of the Mississippi.
Well, most of the SEC is east of the Mississippi. So that's awkward.
Well, best hands west of the Mississippi.
Thanks.
Well, that's a good one. I think it's around 30 minutes. That's long. And I'm tired. And it is 1:48.
Is it really?
No, I don't have a watch on. Just my guess. But I would assume it's something like that. No, we started at like 12:30.
Yeah.
That's a wrap on the worst things about baseball and softball. If you like what you heard, leave us a sub on YouTube. And be sure to check us out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And that's all I got for you, ladies and gentlemen. Signing off, Retired Podcast, episode Peace. Something. Good night. Going to bed. Bye. No, I'm not. I'm going to stay up and edit this.